Saturday, August 23rd. I sketched a cute couple I saw. Hashtag relationship goals. Today I visited the Eiffel Tower. Place, the Eiffel Tower. In France, it's called La Tour Eiffel. Fun facts. There are over 100 antennas on top of the Eiffel Tower that help people in Paris watch TV. Also, 3 different shades of brown paint make the tower appear even taller than it actually is, with the lightest color at the top and the darkest at the bottom. What I liked best? OMG, the views of the city and different surprises at each of the 3 levels. To save some time and money and avoid really long lines, take the stairs to the first 2 levels. I checked out the glass floor on the first level, then bought homemade ice cream with the money I saved taking the stairs. The staircase to the second level had cool views too. I even saw things I would have missed had I taken the elevators. On the second level, I grabbed a few gifts from the souvenir shops, then took a glass-walled elevator to the top level for more breathtaking views. Don't miss the dazzling evening light show. Each hour, for 5 minutes, the entire tower sparkles with lights. Back at l'Hôtel Magnifique de Paris, the Eiffel Tower was first on my list because I'd been admiring it from my hotel window for days. I saw the cutest couple there that reminded me of Brandon and me. But I think they were probably in college. I drew a sketch of them taking a selfie together. Squee! I was really looking forward to visiting the Fontaine Fountains with Brandon, but he hasn't mentioned it again since that squabble with Andre. Actually, he has barely spoken to me since then. I just hope he isn't mad at me. Violet said she overheard the guys talking about attending a pro soccer game. I've barely seen Mark and Theo except at our meetings with Victoria, so Brandon is probably going to be really busy if he's hanging out with them. I almost forgot a very important update. We received some shocking news at the meeting with Victoria yesterday. Our photo shoot with Oh La La Chic magazine scheduled for Thursday has been put on hold and might be canceled. Apparently, the photographer is in Milan working with Blaine Blackwell on a major fashion show. Unless the photographer can finish up in Milan and fly into Paris by Wednesday evening, our photo shoot is going to be canceled. I'll be disappointed if we aren't able to do the magazine cover, especially since my bandmates are really looking forward to it. But Mackenzie will be livid. She was planning to use the cover as a way to impress the bad boys with her awesome, photogenicity. Is that even a word? But this also means I wouldn't have to explain what happened to my very expensive costume that I was supposed to be wearing on the magazine cover. And my deep, dark secret would be safe. I'm so confused.